We're going to be taking a look at some of the candidates running for the leadership of the United Conservative Party here in Alberta, and we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by one of those candidates, Todd Loewen, the MLA for Central Peace Notley. First of all, Todd, remember the last time we talked to you a few weeks ago, you were still kind of thinking about taking a run or not. What made you ultimately decide to kind of sort of take the plunge here?
Well, I think it was time. I know there's a lot of Albertans that have been upset and frustrated with the direction of the government and the leadership within the UCP party. And a lot of those people were encouraging me to run and wanted me to put my hat in the ring. And so I felt that I could add something to the debate and to the leadership race itself. And in the end, I think it's going to be a good process. Albertans will decide who the next premier will be and the leader of the UCP. And again, I think I can add something to this and hopefully bring the voice of the people back to the government in Alberta.
I know you've been kind of going around to different parts of the province already. What are kind of some things that you're kind of sort of hearing from people about kind of what they want to see done here?
You know, I think there's a lot of concerns that people have. One of the biggest things is trust, rebuilding the trust in government and rebuilding the trust in leadership in Alberta. But also there's lots of concerns about, health care and how AHS is operating. Lots of concerns about our relationship with Ottawa and standing up for Alberta. And so those are some of the biggest concerns right now. Obviously, the cost of living right now is something that's affecting a lot of people negatively. And so those are some of the biggest concerns that I'm hearing right off the start.
Certainly, we've talked plenty of times before about healthcare issues in rural Alberta. Certainly, we've seen it around here with several doctor shortages in places like Falher and McLennan, Fairview, Spirit River, those kinds of places. And it's popping up in other areas of the province as well. What do you think is, in your platform research, when it comes to addressing some of those healthcare problems in rural Alberta?
Well, one of the main issues I think we have is we're not graduating enough doctors and nurses right in Alberta to supply our own needs. We often have to bring doctors and healthcare professionals from around the world into Alberta, and I think we have a post-secondary education system that I think can provide those needs if we so choose to have them do that. And I think that's one of the greatest things right there. We've had shortages in rural Alberta for doctors for years and probably even decades, and I think it's time that the government made a move and that we can and actually do something about that issue, and I believe that we can.
So the one thing you kind of made mention of earlier is that, you know, the relationship that the province has with the other provinces and the federal government can sometimes be a little testy on occasion. Now, what do you think is what you would like to see to kind of sort of repair that relationship and kind of, you know, make things work a little more collaboratively on that front?
Well, that's actually a good word you've used there, is collaboratively. There's a lot of opportunity to work collaboratively, but I think one of the main things we can do is we seem to talk about our relationship with Ottawa a lot, and we talk tough and we send strongly worded letters, but we don't actually do anything. And it's time Albertans I know are talking now that they want to see some action, and we need to we need to have that action. A lot of people think that we use things like our own pension plan and they're collecting our own income tax and employment insurance, those things as leverage with the federal government. But if we don't use and actually do any of those things, then they're just they're just all talk. And I think Albertans are ready for some action on that file so that we can show Ottawa that we're not just going to continue to talk about it, but we're actually going to do something.
Certainly one thing that we've talked about plenty of before is trying to restore trust in politicians. Now, if you are ultimately successful in this venture and do become the premier, what would be kind of some things you would do to kind of help in repairing that trust?
Well, one of the things we can do right off the start is start doing what we say. We've seen governments in the past, and particularly the last leadership in the province, that talked a lot about things, kicked the can down the road, had blue ribbon panels, had committees sent across Alberta to talk to Albertans, but in the end didn't. And I think that's one of the biggest things we can do to build trust within government is when we talk about something and we discuss it, then we have to have action at the end of it. And that's what's been lacking, and that's what will help build trust.
Well, certainly let you get back to the campaign there. Central Peace Notley MLA, Todd Loewen, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.